And it's chus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Siman Reish Samach Hey. We are up to Sif Dalet. Now, in the beginning of the Sif, we said that you're not allowed to take a plate and put it under the oil lamp. That's to catch the oil because the oil is muksa. And you're going to go ahead and you are going to essentially make the plate muksa by doing that. And we said there's a Gezeiras Chacham and you're not allowed to do that. Now, says Mechaber, here he's going to bring down a case that you are allowed to do, and we have to understand the difference. Noistin kli tachas aner, lekabel nitzaitzis, to go ahead and sort of catch sparks. Nay, she'em hamamish, they don't have anything to it. The ain kan bitul kli mehechenai, when a spark, some of the candles would throw sparks, and even if the spark lands in the plate, you're only doing it there that the spark shouldn't land on the table and burn it or make it or damage it. But when it lands on the plate, it immediately goes out and there's nothing there. Since there's nothing there, the plate can't become muksa, and therefore you're not doing anything wrong. Okay, now let's see the Mishnah Berurah first on this, because the next part is going to be very interesting. It could potentially be Nigeia. Noistim kli, afilibus Shabbos, even on Shabbos, lekabel nitzaitzis, shall heves, these sparks that come out of the flame, hanai tefes min aner, that drip from the ner, kadei shleye shehe yudlak mashatachtav. You don't want it that whatever, the tablecloth, whatever's under it, to catch fire. Because why? It has no mamish, bin nitzaitzis, and these sparks are things that fall from the wick. Shemiyat hen kovin, they immediately go out. Imutal etaltle esakli af achesh anafli letaychay. It's still mutta to move the keli even after they fell. The enkan bitul kli mehechen. There is no bitul kli of it, which would be essentially the problem. Af l'shamuatis, even for a split moment. Mihu, however, ha'efa shal netzaitis af l'tasa haven noilud. He says the ashes that do whatever little ashes does end up in the plate, the ashes itself are muksa. Now, remember we said that doesn't make the plate muksa since you have the ability to flip the plate over, which would be tiltum and achshad if you need the plate. And the ashes have no value to it, right? So you're definitely not worried about it being a busis to the ashes, right? Because you have no interest in saving these ashes. But the ashes themselves are muksa. So you can't go and say, let me pick up the ashes and take it out of the plate, because the ashes are muktzah. If you do want to use that plate, you have to tilt the plate over and take it out. Now, let's go back over here to the mechaber. Okay, avlo yitan l'toychei mayim afilu mibaydiyim nei shemikarev zman kibui hanitzaitzis. Okay, don't go ahead and place water in the keli. Even if you're putting that keli there before when it's still day, right? Why? Because although we said anyway, when the spark falls off, it goes out immediately. But when there's water in there, you're causing it to go out even faster. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Okay, why is that a problem? Va'afagav the mishar melachas by all other melachas came on the shari lahaskaloi simbaidyayim and melacha negmaris b'shabbos. We had this. We gave a whole bunch of examples. You're allowed to start a malacha on Erev Shabbos that on its own will finish on Shabbos. Over here, we said that I can't go ahead and put a plate with water under the candle, even because it's going to cause the fire to go out. What's the difference? I did it before Shabbos. The malacha is finishing on Shabbos. Why is that a problem over here? Okay. K'moshe kasef simen reshon and beis. We went through this over there. V'loy gazrin and shem yasla lasas came to Shabbos. We don't say, oh, don't do it, because if we allow you to start a malacha before Shabbos and it finishes on Shabbos, you might end up doing it on Shabbos. So maybe that's his concern over here. Don't go ahead and put a bowl before Shabbos to catch the nitzaitzis that have water in it, because you might do it on Shabbos. He didn't say that, right? So why over here would it be different? Says Gemara Shani Hasam, the hakol yodim shi malacha v'layitu lasayim b'Shabbos. This is different. By those cases that we learned, you can start a malacha before Shabbos, right? You know, whatever the malacha is, right? You can start a malacha before Shabbos that's going to continue and finish up on Shabbos. Being an abed iris, you start it before Shabbos, the whole Shabbos it's continuing to do its job, right? Nobody thinks that you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Aval hacha yesh lacha shema yachshu she'em ezem shum issa. V'yasem became a Shabbos. He says over here, people might think there's nothing wrong with putting the bowl of water under the plate because I'm not doing anything to it. So therefore, since everybody people might think that it's mutter, we says the Chachamim don't even do it before Shabbos, even though it's not going to happen till Shabbos, because other people will see the bowl of water sitting there and they're going to think, oh, there's nothing wrong with doing that on Shabbos. Okay. He says, furthermore, you might go ahead, and even worse than that, somebody's going to say, oh, you're allowed to do this on Shabbos. You know what he's going to do? He says, oh, spark's coming off. He's going to take the bowl to go catch the spark so it lands in the bowl. That's Mamash Mechaba on Shabbos, especially if you don't think it's going to land in there. Therefore, over here, we said, you're not allowed to do it. Neishem Akarv, so the words he used was, it makes it go the faster. Kasava or Yerabba B'Shem Issa V'Heta. Kishayesh Sakana D'Leika. Right? Chas V'Shalom. He says, what happens if you realize that there's a Sakana, so it might catch the house on fire? Muta Litin Keli Mole Mayim L'Kabbal on the Tzaitzis. You are allowed to go ahead and put a Keli there to catch the Tzaitzis. I also have a candle that's sparking a lot, right? And if I don't do something about it, I'm worried the house is going to catch fire. He says, don't be an idiot. Of course, you're allowed to go ahead and take a bowl of water, put it there to catch it. This is practical to us. Sometimes you light candles, right? And all of a sudden you notice somebody banged the door, whatever it is, or it melted funny, and it's leaning over there. You're worried it's going to fall down. And if chas v'shalom falls down, catch the tablecloth on fire, the whole house could catch on fire. You can go ahead, place a keli full of water under it. The prima godim says not so posh. The he says if you don't have a choice and there's a real potential of a fire, then you can be mekel. And but preferable if you have a katan is obviously in all these things to do with the katan. So again, the Elie Rabbah says you're worried about a fire. Go ahead, put the water under there. You're just a goyim anyway, and you're allowed to do it. The Prima Gadim, however, says not so pashut. You know, basically, if the candle falls, put it out then. If it doesn't fall, don't go ahead and put something over there. It's also shaykh for it to fall, and the fire goes out while it's falling. However, if you have such a situation, especially if you have a katan over there, you can have the katan do it. If you have such a situation, the candle's about to fall, and you're really worried about the fire catching. Don't wait to walk a few blocks to go ask your Rav. Figure it out. Then it's not such a good idea for your house to catch on fire. Okay. Let's see. Let's go back here to the Mechaber. Mikol. Here's another halacha. You're allowed to go ahead, put water, right? Sometimes if you're lighting with oil, right? So Chanukah, I do this. A lot of people do it. So Chanukah, you have these large oil bowls, and if you put it in the oil, it's going to burn till the next morning. You come down, and the thing is still burning. Yeah, some people like that, but you're allowed to go ahead and put water, and it raises up. Now Lamaisa, once the oil's burnt, what happens when the gets to the bottom? The water puts the fire out. Maybe even puts the fire out a few seconds earlier than had there not been any water over there. Says the Mechaber, dear, you're allowed to do it. Why? She'ena meschaven, the only intention you have is like be a shaman. You hear the intention is not to put the, when I put the bowl to catch the nitzaitzes, my intention is to put those nitzaitzes out. Over here, my intention is just to raise up the oil. Let's see the Mishabur. So we're not worried about it. However, says the Ramav, he goes even further. That even if my intention is to put it in there so that when it hits the water, the fire should go out. He says, really, it's allowed to be done, the entire thing. What are you doing? You're putting water under there, you're putting the candle, the oil on top of it. So the oil or the candle is floating on top of the water. Even though you're doing it because you say, you know what? I want to put some, I have these 3-hour candles with these glasses. But I'm nervous to go to sleep with the candle burning, right? People don't like that. And so you go ahead and you put a little water in there. So why? Because this way, when the candle gets down to that point, it's going to go out. So you essentially take the 3-hour candle and you made it into a 2-hour candle, right? Says the Rama that you're allowed to do it because all you're doing is gram kibui. And therefore, and that's the way the minhag is. Sorry, mixed up the two cases. When you're putting it with the oil, he says it's allowed. However, by the candle, he says the mischaven mamish. That's what I remembered. The Shabur says if it's a makam lisa part of the sfilu the dafkik shamayim acha isa. The question is as follows: I have three cases basically. Let's sum up again because I mixed up the two cases. You have the case of adding water to the bottom of the oil that the mechaber said you're allowed to if your intention is to raise the oil. The remark comes along and says even if your intention is not to raise the oil, your intention is that it should go out at that point. It's also okay. What about putting water into the glass that has the wax candle in it? So there, the Rama says that you are not allowed to, you're not allowed to do it. However, others argue and say that you are allowed to do it because they say it's only also when it's in another bowl. Because in another bowl, somebody might think it's mutter. Nobody's going to think that you can pour water into the candle on Shabbos to make it go out earlier. Nobody's going to do that. Everybody knows you're not allowed to touch it. You should put the water in first. You can take the candle and stick it into the dirt, which would end up making it go out when it's the dirt. That you're certainly allowed to do. So then again, sum it up. To put water into the oil seems to not be a problem. To put water into a candle. You're doing it before Shabbos, and it's a Shasat. You have the Mishabru says you shouldn't. However, he does bring down the Ashitas that you're allowed to, and if it's a big Tzarech, you are allowed to. To put it into not water, but to put it into dirt, and this way when it hits the dirt, it's going to go out. Lakula Alma, that's only a gram kibui. There's nothing really putting it out. It just can't burn past the dirt. It's only a gram kibui, and therefore everyone would hold that it is okay. Okay, we'll stop over here. And Yemei Hashem, we are going to continue next week.